The power of keeping your cool. This is a difficult principle because it demands you confront your own anxiety. Give my kid space? What if she starts to hide stuff from me? What if she starts to make some bad decisions? What if she hurts herself? What if she feels abandoned? What if she has to struggle? What if? What if? What if? What is always behind our invasion of their space is, of course, our own anxious reactivity. We cannot let them struggle for too long because we need them to do it, whatever it is, and do it quickly. We cannot let them feel bad or have a really grumpy day because that reflects on their life, which we view as our responsibility. If my kids are not happy, then it must be because of something I have done or failed to do. We get reactive about their messy room because we think they're becoming slobs. We cannot let that happen because that would go against everything our parents taught us. And on and on and on. We are so afraid of giving our kids their room because we fear what they might do with it. We might give them enough rope to hang themselves. I understand this fear and I share it with you. And yes, there are certainly age-appropriate degrees of separation and space. But becoming a scream-free parent is about learning to operate out of respect for your highest principles, not in reaction to your deepest fears. You can never operate out of your fear because you will, as we learned in Part 1, inevitably create the very outcome you fear. Think about the implications of continually going through your teenage son's room looking for contraband. What does that teach your son? It teaches him to become a better hider. It doesn't teach him that dad is actually the best person to go to whenever the temptations of life kick in, that's for sure. The importance of giving your children increasing space as they age is far greater than the fear of what they might do with that space. It has to be greater or you will constantly feel forced to shift your focus back on your kids, feel responsible for them, re-enter the orbit around them, and so on. The remarkable power of creating room for your children is that you get to be amazed by what they do with it. As you reduce your anxiety about their choices begin to astound you. I know you might doubt that because you can so accurately predict your child's responses, but I want you to listen in on this recent exchange between a coaching client and her 8-year-old daughter. Mom was starting to respect her daughter's room, and her daughter didn't know what to do. Daughter: Mommy, I know I have to clean my room tonight, but I'm just too tired. Mother: Why do you have to clean your room, honey? Because you guys always make me. Honey, you don't have to clean your room if you don't want to. It's your room. What? Since when? Since I decided that it is your room. But it's going to take a long time to clean it. Honey, you don't have to clean it. I don't? No, not if you don't want to. But let me ask you something. Do you want it clean? Well, I like to know where everything is. Then clean it. I'll even help if you want me to. But it'll take too long and I'm tired. Then don't clean it. My client then started to walk away. But Mommy? Yes, honey? I guess I could do a little tonight and finish it tomorrow. It's not like I have to finish it tonight or anything. That sounds like a great idea. Let me know if you want any help. 2 days later, her room was not spotless, but it was picked up, and it was far more organized than most other days. And the little girl was ridiculously proud of herself. I think Mommy had every reason to be proud of herself as well. Contrast that with the battles most parents get into with their children. It has nothing to do with your child being a slob or you being a neat freak. The battle over the messy room has nothing to do with cleanliness. It also has nothing to do with the child's disrespect or ingratitude. The battle over the messy room is a battle over space. When we choose to call it her room, but then continue to act like the room belongs to us, we invade our child's space and eliminate the possibility that she can develop her own sense of respect for her own space. But when we extend the same type of respect for our children's space that we want for our own, then watch out. You'll be amazed at what happens. The question is, can you calm yourself down enough to truly create space? I believe you can.